That was Matchbox, Buzz Buzz the Diddler.
I'm Danny and the Juniors at the Hop.
I'm Jenny Elliott.
And I'm Erin Barker.
And we're here on Work Experience from Ride Academy.
So coming up in the next hour or so, we'll be playing some of your great requests and some brilliant tunes, and also be giving out some shout-outs.
And we'll also be talking on the subject of film reviews, you know, our general opinions and what we think's good and bad about them. And we'll be talking about stereotypes and how people are perceived.
So let's kick it all off with That Look in Your Eye by Ali Campbell. And we're back. That was a Level 42 Star Child.
And we're just going to kick off the show with some shout outs. So take away, Erin.
Right, my first shout out is to a lovely girl called Hannah Bufton. We've been friends since nursery, so I just wanted to say, hey Hannah, you're a great friend and I love you.
My shout out's to one of my best friends, Courtney Farmer, a great gal, really. Do you want to say, you know, you're amazing and I love you, really?
So right, that's the shout outs done. So we'll be back talking about films after these ad breaks and a few songs.
The next song after the adverts will be Ben Goodard's and the Heartbeats playing Heartbeats. And I'm going to dedicate that song to my mum, who wanted to play Kennedy in The Wedding Present, but you know, tough luck, mum.
Vectis Radio.
I'm not saying I don't love. And that was Paul Young, Wherever I Lay My Hat.
So right, now we're going to be talking about films.
So what's your favourite film, Erin, then?
So I like 500 Days of Summer.
Oh, I love that film.
It's like, in my opinion, it's like one of the best films there is. And the reason why I like it so much is because, basically, it's realistic and relatable. And it's not one of those corny love stories where they live happily ever after. It's real. And I like that about that film.
That's good, yeah. I would say one of my favourite films would be Dodgeball, really, because, I don't know, I'm like one of those people who like comedy films, you know. Why would you just go see someone... Why would you just go see something else when you just want to watch something that'll make you laugh, you know? You want to be entertained,
yeah.
So...
I love that film, it's thoroughly entertaining, and I have to say the actors in it are really good. Don't know how they don't crease up when they're saying their lines.
I would not be able to cope with it. I was just laughing my head off as I did it.
I think everyone loves a bit of comedy, though. You can't go wrong with a laughy film.
Nope, never can. But tell you what you can go wrong with. Slasher films and horror films.
Definitely. Like, to be honest, I just don't understand why people would pay, like, £5 to go to the cinema and be scared for, like, 2.5 hours. It's just, it doesn't make sense to me.
Or the rest of their lives, maybe.
With me, I watch a horror film and I'm, like, haunted for, like, 7 months on, like, I can never get it out of my head when I lay to sleep, and it's just, like, go away, I don't want you in my head.
You're thinking, like, someone's gonna creep up and kill you. It's not like you have these horrible images in your head. Like, why would you watch a film that's going to scare you completely mad when you can just go watch a film that's going to make you like laugh, or you know, get you so emotional that you're like crying and stuff.
I'll tell you one film that does get you emotional. I think a lot of people will agree with me. Forrest Gump.
Oh, definitely. Such a sad film, but it's like lovely at the same time.
Oh, it's a classic, really. Like, definitely, I love it so much. I mean, you can't go wrong with watching Forrest Gump. I mean, I cry like a baby throughout the film, and everyone always takes the mick because that I'm hysterical and I'm crying so much, and it's just like, it's a very powerful film. Like,
yeah,
it can make me cry like a baby, seriously, like we're 3 minutes in.
And see, I'm there like, I can feel a personal relation to that because one of the characters is called Jenny and so am I, so I'm there like, that's me there.
Wish it was.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Well, I'm such a sweetie though. I love the character, like Forrest. It's brilliant, isn't he?
Yeah.
Such a cutie. Right.
And he does so much.
So, basically, it's brilliant.
Yeah, and we just saying, can't talk about a film review without dragging in Harry Potter. I'm sorry.
Harry Potter. I think you haven't really lived until you've seen the Harry Potter films.
Yeah. Which one's your favourite, then?
Well, I like Chamber of Secrets. Loads of people don't like it, and I'm just like, really? It's like the best one. I really like that one.
So tell me why you like it then.
Well, basically, like, I just think it's very good. It's got just the right amount of, like, it's got a bit of comedy in it, like a bit of, like, it's got like a very good storyline. I think it's just well written out. I just love it.
See, that would be like one of my favourites, apart from the fact that it's got a giant snake in it. So that's a bit like, snake is gonna come and get you.
Snake doesn't bother me. I think it's really cool. Like, that's cool effects. If you're gonna have like a giant snake like in and out of it, it's brilliant.
Yeah, and the fact that they fall down what's kind of like a sewer system, I would say, like the drain. They're down the drain.
And that's that bird that like heals his like...
Oh, the phoenix. Yeah, I love the phoenix.
Oh, it's so pretty, like the effects in Harry Potter. You can't go wrong with some effects thrown into a movie.
Never. You can never go wrong with them.
Right, so we've been talking about films for a little while, so we might as well continue with some music. This is Kovac, Killer Boots. And we're back.
I hope you enjoyed our little film chat. It's just a bit of banter, really.
Can't go wrong with a little bit of natter. Put me in a kind of relaxing mood. I just want to curl up on the sofa with some popcorn and my blanket and just watch a film. That'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. So it was someone's birthday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was our friend Hannah and Becca's birthday yesterday. And they're twins. And yeah, we just wanted to say happy birthday to them. Finally came to 15, didn't you? So happy birthday. Hope you had a good day yesterday.
And their song for their birthday is Voice of the Beehive, I Think I Love You.
We'll be back after that. And that was Paloma Faith picking up the pieces.
Do you love that song? It's one of my favourites. So we're going to talk about stereotypes now.
We got a lot of requests saying that they feel like people feel very strongly about stereotypes and that they're very caught up in the way they're perceived. So we thought we might as well state our opinions about that and just talk about that, really.
So the first stereotype we're going to talk about is the stereotype of teenagers.
As a teenager, ourselves, as teenagers, like... That is very hard for us because a lot of older people think that we're dangerous and we're, like, really bad, and it's not that at all.
Yeah, like, I spend most of my time either just, you know, down the beach with my friends, not doing anything wrong, or in bed, really, like, on my laptop. People think we go out and we drink and we get pregnant. It's not like that at all.
Thank you, 16 and pregnant, for making us seem like that. No, well, basically, like, people often perceive teenagers nowadays as people who, like, are really, really try and grow up really fast, and it's not like that. Like, I don't go out much, and I don't really do anything wrong. I'm a bit of a goodie. I'm too scared to do anything wrong, really.
I don't know. It's like, it's the small minority of people who actually fit that stereotype. Most teenagers are... really boring.
We are very, very boring. I mean, we've got exams and stuff, and like most of the time we're in revising for them, let alone going out and partying. I mean, that's not how it is.
Like, I know some people, like some parents, think like their children are really bad because they're like, they're antisocial. It's like, no, at least we're not out there, you know, drinking and stuff. We're at home on our laptops in bed. We're not antisocial at all.
I mean, the past week I actually went out and went to my friend's house for a night, and like I got this massive lecture from my parents to behave and don't do anything naughty, and I was like, really? Really, you're giving me this lecture? You don't have to tell me twice.
Yeah, like, it's the worst thing ever. Everyone thinks that it's just like, it's just us, it's just teenagers who do everything wrong, really.
Like, another thing that I hate is, like, when I'm walking down the street and some old people, like, cross the road or stuff because they're like, scared of me, and I'm just like, I smile at people because I just want to be friendly. Like, I'm harmless. Like, don't be scared of me. Like, honestly, I'm going to smile at you and I'm going to be friendly and...
You know, say hello in the morning and stuff. We're not going to kill you.
It's like, okay, calm down. So, right, and another stereotype that we wanted to talk about is blondes.
And I know all about that because I am a blonde.
And let me just assure you that Jenny is very intelligent, okay?
Not that intelligent.
But she's very intelligent. And, like, people just think that blondes are dumb, and I'm just like, I used to be blonde, okay? I'm a bit ditzy. Not gonna lie.
Not gonna lie,
you know?
No, I do I do mess up on things. I do completely forget what I'm doing. But I'm not stupid and I'm not an idiot. Just because I'm blonde doesn't mean you can treat me like I'm, like, I don't know, really stupid.
I mean, a lot of people are like, haha, she's dumb because she's blonde, or like, she's gonna be stupid because she's blonde. And it's just like, no, like, some of the smartest people I know are blonde, so I think stereotypes are really stupid. Like, that's a stupid one, I know, definitely. Like,
yeah. And another stereotype is girls who wear makeup, really.
Oh, I know that, because I'm not gonna lie, like, I wear makeup and stuff, and I reckon it's probably because society is much more harsher now. Like,
you gotta have the perfect image and everything, but, like, just because we wear makeup doesn't mean we're, you know,
fake.
Yeah, we're fake.
A lot of people think, oh, they wear makeup, they must be fake as hell, they, nothing about them's real. It's just like, I think, like, people realise that your image doesn't define who you are as a person.
No, it's all about the personality, guys.
Like, if you've got piercings and tattoos, that doesn't make you a bad person. I mean, it's expressing yourself, really. Or, like, gingers, there's nothing wrong with gingers, people. Get over it. Yeah. They do have souls.
Yeah, come on, guys. Lay off them. I know perfect. I know at least three gingers. My mum's a ginger.
They're
come
lovely
on.
People.
Yeah. They're so nice.
That's discrimination, basically.
Discrimination against gingers, guys.
Right.
So, you know, bit of a heavy subject, but let's get on with some adverts, and then it's mental health.
Vectis Radio.
Live it up.
Isle of Wight Cycle Hire.
Hi guys, yeah, sorry about the massive rant, but, you know, it's got to be let out there.
Yeah, a lot of people feel strongly about that, so we just want to highlight the fact that stereotypes are silly, and you should not ever listen to them.
And so, yeah, we're gonna carry on for another hour, guys, so sorry for that, but yeah.
So you'll be hearing us natter on for another hour or so. So basically what's coming up in the next hour is we'll be talking more about things that annoy us. So not just stereotypes, but just things in general that I know people can relate to. Like, I'm pretty sure we're not the only ones who, like, feel so strongly about certain things.
And the other thing we're going to be talking about is what everyone does. Like, you just have those random things. You're there like, I'm pretty sure everyone else does that. At least, you know, hope they do, otherwise I'm completely mental.
Like, those moments when you're like, is it just me that does that? And you kind of panic, like, oh my god. But, like, no, because everyone does it. It's like, everyone does it. So, yeah, we'll talk about that.
Because we didn't want to go all, like, heavy on you, like, massive subjects. You just put a little bit of a light-hearted one in there.
Yeah, that'd be quite light-hearted. We'll be talking about the silly things that everybody does and, like, laughing at ourselves. So, yeah, that's all to be looked up for.
Yeah, so. In the next hour, so...
Next, we'll be playing some DC Lee, See the Day.
Okay, guys, we're back, and we're going to be talking about things that annoy us.
The top five.
Okay, so I'm going to start, and one thing that annoys me is when people talk through movies or films that you're trying to watch. You're there like, if you don't want to watch it, can you leave, please? Because I just missed the most important bit.
That is extremely annoying, and I can say that annoys me too. But a thing that annoys me is definitely the prices of Freddo's. For anybody who doesn't know what a Freddo bar is, it's basically a teeny tiny chocolate bar in the shape of a frog that was heaven when you were younger, and it was only 10p when you were younger. So you go down with your little pocket money and your little pennies and go pay for this 10p chocolate bar that was like heaven to eat. And now it's like 20, 25p and I'm just like, I'm sorry, but that's a bit steep for a tiny chocolate bar.
That is a definitely major subject there, Erin. Definitely annoying. So another thing that annoys me is when people deliberately embarrass you in public. You're there like, is there something wrong? Do you think you're funny? Because you're there, like, you know, saying some really awkward, like, subject when you're with people that you know or like, and your mum's there, like, saying something, like, you know, in a funny voice that she thinks is funny and it's going to make everyone like her, but it's just really embarrassing.
And it's like, oh, remember when you did that thing? And it's like, no, I don't remember when I did that thing. Yeah. Don't bring it up. Yeah, I think everyone can relate to that. But, one thing that definitely annoys me is dubstep. Now, if you're unaware of what dubstep is, it's basically just noises that is labelled as music. It's not music, it's just noise. It's basically beeps and bops and booms, and it's noise made from a computer. And people go around blaring on their phones like, hey, dubstep, and it's like, that's not music, that's noise. Turn your phone off, it sounds like it's broken. Turn it off before I break it, okay? It's not music.
And we decided the most annoying point was supermarkets. When people constantly get in your way, you're like, this is now traffic. We're not on the road, we're not in cars, we have trolleys, guys, move out my way.
I kind of road rage when I'm on the aisles, I'm not going to lie, because people just get in your way and you're just like, maybe like I don't have all day, I've just got to get some bread, or you're going to get milk or something and they just get it and it's really annoying.
And so that's the top five things that annoy us. We'll be back after some music. That was just Tampere featuring Maya, Feel It.
And in Spiral Carpets, This Is How It Feels.
And so we're just going to do some shout-outs to you guys. So here we go.
Just some quick shout-outs here, right. Shout-out to Camille Rosansky, Shannon Herbing, Steph Carpenter, Kirsten Holloway, Ella Craig, Scarlett Carey, and Rachel Linsky,
as well as Jess Russell, Amy Cook, Stephen Jones, Stephen Scott, Jake Ridby, Hayden Matthew, and Cara Goodrum.
We just wanted to say that they're really cool people and we love you guys. So, yeah, shout out to you guys.
Love you guys. Okay, we'll be back after this ad break and
we're playing some more tunes. So, keep listening.
Vectis Radio.
With all my love for you and what else we need to. We don't say. Flying too deep.
And we are back. Now we're going to be talking about the topic of what we all do, like even if we don't admit it, I'm pretty sure we all do it. So I'm going to kick us off with, we all talk to our pets, if you have them. We all talk to like our pets, like, how, like, they can understand us, like, they're going to respond. And, like, it's a very bad habit with me. Like, I'll talk to my cat as if he's going to turn around and give me some advice or something. Like, I tell my cat so much, and it's just like, I bet he's just there, like, what is this silly girl talking about? So, yeah, I definitely talk to my pet. So, is it just me that does that? Or?
No, I do that too, actually.
Okay, good.
Another thing I think that we all do, at least I hope so, is you walk into a room and you forget what you were doing. Like, you walk into the kitchen, you're there like, what? Why am I here? I was just in my bedroom. And then, like, you go back up and you're there like, oh, I remember now. It's like the weirdest thing ever, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, I definitely do that a lot. Like, I'll walk into the kitchen, I'll be like, why am I here? And then I'll walk back to where I was and then I'll be like, oh, I wanted to get some food. Wasn't that obvious? Like, what has happened? Another thing that I definitely think everyone must do, and I kind of hope that everyone does it because I know this one I do a lot, so I create scenarios in my head before I go to bed, like, what if I was in Harry Potter, or what if I had my own TV show or my own perfume, or what if I was a celebrity. And like, you just think about it and create stories in your head of like the amazing adventures you would have if this was true, and like then you fall asleep and you're just like, oh, I remember that. And it's like, yeah, I create scenarios in my head all the time. It's just, am I the only one?
No, I think the awkward thing is that I sometimes believe the scenarios. When I wake up for a second, I actually think I am a superstar. Awkward moments. Yeah. I think another one that I do is I end up putting my clothes on the wrong way round. So, like, I go out and then someone mentions to me, like, dude, you got your trousers inside out. And they're like, oh my word, I have. Or, like, you got your T-shirt inside out or something. And everyone points out, you're there like, how did I not realise? I've been walking around in these clothes for about 2 hours and I did not realise they were inside out.
That happens to me all the time. I cannot recall the amount of times that someone's gone, Erin, your T-shirt's inside out or your shorts are inside out. And it's, like, really embarrassing because then you're like, oh, they're going to think I can't even dress myself properly.
You're like, oh my god, I'm just going to go and hide for a minute and say, like, yeah, I'm going to hide myself in public. So we'll be back in a bit, guys, and enjoy these tunes.
That was Brothers in Rhythm, Such a Good Feeling, and Ultravox, brilliant.
We'll be back in a sec after we've just played some ads and Patrice Russian, Forget Me Nots.
We're nearing the end of our show, so we hope you liked the conversation. We'll see you in a little
Vectis
bit.
Radio.
Our sad moments, guys. It's the end of our show.
Hopefully you've enjoyed yourselves as much as we have.
Yeah, it's been great, guys. It's been, you know, nice to have a little conversation, really.
It's been a terrific experience, and I can actually say that I've very much enjoyed this radio station.
And I can't wait to do anything like this again. It'll be brill, thanks.
So, thanks for being a brilliant, brilliant viewing audience. And hopefully, this isn't the last time you hear Jenny and Aaron broadcasting.
Thanks, guys. We love you.
Bye.
Never thought I'd feel